Near and far.
Near and far.
That's inside and outside.
Is that near and far?
Too.
Fine. That explanation you just gave, that's made Kandas so much clearer for me. I just thought they were, it was outside. It's become, yeah.
That's why even the word Kanda needs the direct understanding, so all the teachings can be clear when one, it's one's own development. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they are just the words.
But Lainina Kundina said it has to come from intellectual first.
Right. There are three levels of understanding: Suttamaya Panya, Chintamaya Panya, and Bhavanamaya Panya.
That's why we have to listen.
And listen.
Consider, read also. Read suttas.
Read your DSG.
Do your homework.
Talk about, sorry.
No, I was going to say, so I'd like to hear what you've just gained from that explanation, because I'm still languishing here and in the dark.
Well, before that explanation, it was like the khandhas was something out there, and now it's become something in here. For example, the rupas, you know, it's like past, present and future. Okay, past, present and future. Well, I'll leave that one. I don't understand. But now it's like it has to be known by Panya that this very rupa being experienced now is present, and it's different to that rupa that was experienced before. Mm. But it's just rupa. It's differing degrees of maybe the same rupa. But in the terms of, say, hardness, maybe it's this hardness is harder than that hardness. Mm. But that's just the hardness. There's probably visible object too, that this visible object is different to that visible object.
Thank you.
But far and near is also explained in the Visuddhimagga as hard to experience and realize, mm-hmm. and near, yeah. It's easier more or less realize. Mm-hmm.
But if I would think that if you experience the near one, then you have that understanding that the far one is similar.
The near one is now.
Far one.
And the far one is when awareness has conditions to experience it besides this moment.
Yeah, so that is one of the meanings, but you said also inside or someone else's.
Yeah.
Inside and outside.
Because you see that when it's satipatthana, it does mean that I can have the knowledge of the person who can experience all realities like the person who has. So it depends on how little we have, how little more we have, until one knows by oneself how much one can understand reality according to one's accumulation. So one knows that one is not Sariputta, one is not Mahakasapa. See?
Yeah.
So now in this moment, the rupa would be near, but...
The near object is that which it appears
in now, and then the far. It, now, what is near has in fact there, become.
There far. Are not only seven rupas. There are more. And the subtle one, or not the subtle one, it depends. Like the pasata rupa is not subtle ones, but who knows?
It's also difficult. Yeah.
What's the subtle one?
Far to know, near to know.
Senses. Yeah, one of our friends has doubt. One of our friends has so much doubt about rupa out. He says rupa outside, and he thinks it doesn't exist. There's only the rupa of the body. So we try to explain. He says if it is not experienced, we cannot know it.
It depends on what Buddha was talking about, the internal or the external. For example, the rupa which one used to take as my rupa and the rupa which one takes for the other rupa, that should be known too. Because it is rupa, exactly just rupa.
But he says, I can't experience it, so he doesn't believe.
Right now, rupa, there is seeing.
Yeah.
And which one is yours? And which one is not yours?
No, he's referring to the rupas which are not experienced. For example, the rupas in the rock round the corner that are not experienced. So this is not the same as Ajahn is talking about all rupas which are experienced, whether the rupas here or the rupas out there. But he's referring to the ones not experienced.
Because another meaning of internal or external is the one that you take for yourself, and external is when it's the others. Yeah.
Somebody else's
rupa. Actually, there are different meanings of internal and external, I think.
Mm-hmm. Ayatana, different again.
Different
external ayatana and internal ayatana.
So many different meanings of internal, external. Mm-hmm. Depends on the context, I think. But the question Nina was raising was not this meaning of internal or external, but some people find it difficult to accept that because we say all that can ever be known is what is experienced, but yet we know there are many rupas out there which are not being experienced. I mean rupas which are not being experienced. For example, the rupas on the moon. That
or
make up the moon, or
the
rupas in the forest.
It's just a concept of rupas, but still, for us, it's a concept of rupa. But whether or not there's any concept, still, there are rupas being conditioned, rising and falling away. But they're not.
Yeah, well, but you have a rupa. There's some. It's some logo for something.
There was one that said Rupa John.
I saw that.
Good,
you mean this area is Rupaville?
Yes, everywhere.
This is a term coined by someone on the list who doesn't see things, who thinks that...
we talk too much about rupas. He said he always
just don't know.
But he says if you assert that the sound does occur, then you are... Because you're not directly experiencing it, it's only guesswork. So he says, better not to say whether it arises or not.
Mm-hmm. Can it be experienced now? The thinking can.
Thinking can.
But
so he's right in a way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the importance of. Conceptual right view, or we have to hear intellectually in the first place, and you mentioned about the stages of Suttamaya Panya, and we often talk about Pariyatti, but mostly when we read suttas, for example the Samaditti Sutta, then it's only talking about or stressing development of Satipatthana itself, right mundane understanding and supramundane understanding. So it never sort of mentions, oh well, first there has to be right intellectual understanding. Only in the commentaries do we find a lot about Pariyatti, for example.
Should we put everything in one? If he says that one has to read, so it's Pariyatti.
Because all that matters is insight, that they can
have insight not just from reading the Buddha's teachings, but by reading anything. So they don't understand the importance of the right foundation. This is
the
point.
The understanding development.
And what insight is then? For that person.
Well, Satipatthana or understanding.
And
of
what is Satipatthana then?
Someone,
it's not just the word.
Someone is confused about the Patisambhidas, the discriminations that one is niruti about language. and he reads that, he reads the commentary, and he cannot understand it or make it out.
That is not Viruti Patisambhita when he cannot understand that.
He doesn't have it then.
Yeah.
He finds it's
that's
so
the
a mix-up of linguistics and language, about the language, and he finds it not clear.
It has to be clear only when it's Viruti Patisambhita.
Yeah. That you have to use the right language to explain the teachings.
Buddha taught in Makati, Pali language.
Yeah.
And it does mean that the person who does not understand
happening for us now, which is so
that's
important.
It. Yeah, if we're just by ourselves and just reading, we can have lots of misunderstanding.
Yeah, because it's for somebody
well,
else's understanding.
That and they think they have to be fluent in Pali, otherwise there can't be any development or something like this. It's, they can miss the point.
Not only that, we can misinterpret it too.
Right.
They may mean one thing and
all
think
the time,
they mean
yeah.
other things.
Yeah.
So that's why we have interacting.
What is Patipati then? Patipati is...
There is mention in the text of Magadhi, the language as being the language of individual essence. Are we to take this literally?
How?
Well, I don't know. Because of all the word association and so forth that we find in, like in the Visuddhimagga, citta because cittenta and so forth, all this kind of thing. What does it mean when it says that Magadhi is the language of individual essence? Does it mean all Buddhas teach in Magadhi, or does it mean...
If it can help us to understand realities, then we will develop it. But if it doesn't help, then leave it to others.
Yes.
Other scholars.
Right, but I'm really asking about the something that's in the text there, not whether I should learn Pali, because I don't have any particular inclination to do so. But the other thing that it appears in the same area is some comments about language acquisition by children. You know, if the child has two different parents.
What is there as long as whether it helps one to understand realities. Because one cannot know all the teachings, not
right,
all.
Right.
So, as much as we can know, we continue on developing.
So, if someone wants to use this to cast doubt on the Visuddhimagga, we should just ignore it. Yeah.
It's beyond our thinking.
Yeah.
It's beyond my thinking.
All right.
ดูไม่ได้เลยเหรอ
เอาสวยรู้ว่าไม่ได้ปัง
Can I ask a question about a particular sutta, please? The
yes,
Dighanika
yes.
Sutta, one of the Majjhima Nikaya, I don't remember which number.
Recited at Rajgir where we're going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
About this speech.
Okay. Well, Dighanika had a certain view. And,
about?
I'm not sure the answer to that.
According to the commentary, it is... Uchadavada, annihilationist view that he had. But in the sutta itself, he says that everything is not pleasing to me. And
in answer to any question, he always says, everything is not pleasing to me. So that's his standard answer to any question about realities or whatever.
And
when it's wrong for you, should we study more about it?
I'm just wanting to ask because
well, what
you know,
what
the Buddha and then the sutta goes on to say the quote the Buddha as saying that this view is close to non-attachment. Close to non-attachment.
But not non-attachment.
Not non-attachment. So that means it's wrong view, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why does it say it's close to non-attachment?
For example, if someone says that, oh,
literally near or literally far, it's just a way of speaking that.
But the other thing is the friend who you know, mentions this,
who he says that actually it isn't, he doesn't agree that it's a wrong view or it's an annihilationist view, because he says nowhere else in the Tipitaka is this particular wrong view expressed in this way of nothing is pleasing to me.
As long as there is idea of self, is that not wrong view?
So, and we can say if there is an idea of self, we can't say it's close to an idea of anatta.
So close just means in terms of the words used. So if I say, oh, I've got no attachment to anything, it sounds close, but really it isn't. Doesn't it seem strange that it's expressed in this way in this sutta, but nowhere else?
It depends on the reader. If one has right understanding, one can read anything with understanding.
Right.
Also, annihilationist view can be expressed in any way. So the fact that this particular Diganaka expresses it this way, but no one else does, I can't see how that is actually
Right, it doesn't have anything to do with, for example, many of this kind of wrong view are associated with jhanas, but it doesn't.
How many?
Sorry?
62 plus 1, Sakkaya Ditti.
62 plus 1. Well, all the 62 are kinds of Sakkaya. All the 62 are based on Sakkaya Ditti.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know that.
Mm-hmm. So there are 63 plus Sakkaya Ditti.
Yeah. It's so difficult to realize Sakkaya Ditti with ourselves, because we have studied, or are studying, the teachings and understand intellectually that there is wrong view and what wrong view is. But when we are in daily life, just in daily life, the clinging each moment or many moments of self, it's difficult for us to realize it.
What are you saying, the 62 kinds of wrong view?
It's in from Sharma Sutta.
Right, okay. Yeah. The one I found impossible.
Yeah. The little view.
More than that, or less. The matter is much more, but it's there within the one of the 62.
And many of them, for example, like many of the annihilationist ones, are related to
those experiencing jhana, or taking jhana experiences for being some kind of enlightenment, or thinking it will be the end of everything.
Mm-hmm. No, we cannot find out.
This is the way we develop.
Yeah.
Now,
from moment to moment.
But there may be just seeing and trying to understand visible object.
The moment of understanding what is meant by visible object, that's the point that will be accumulated from this moment, and Sankhara Khanda develops until it's time to really understand that if there is the attention to the shape and form, it hinders the understanding of other realities which follows, like hearing and sound.
Yeah. And so long,
even it's not with ditti, one can see how the sanya or thinking about it.
And there is self.
Panya lets go everything when awareness is aware, and panya knows more and more.
And will then also know when there is clinging to self. At which moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. A person.
Can one say this is another meaning of Indriya Samvara, of guarding the sense doors?
Satipatthana.
The wrong view that's arising.
Who said that word in the Sutta?
everybody.
May I offer
the gusala
that I have generated today